value. Let's go. Oh, she's enjoying herself. Okay, let's go.
Members of Cape Breton's African Nova Scotian community came out to mark Emancipation Day last Friday. Celebrations were held by the Cape Breton Regional Municipality outside the Civic Center in Sydney. It was a beautiful day to celebrate with music, traditional foods, ceremonies, and poems that honored not just African Nova Scotians living today, but also everyone who has come before. Emancipation Day, celebrated on August 1st, marks the anniversary of the British Empire Slavery Abolition Act of 1833, in which slaves of African descent were emancipated. Commemoration of Emancipation Day began in the West Indies, but has spread to North and Central America. In March 2021, the Canadian House of Commons voted unanimously to recognize August 1st as Emancipation Day across the country. The very first Emancipation Day celebration to be held in Cape Breton took place the previous year in the community of Glace Bay, which has strong African Nova Scotian roots. This year, celebrations took place in downtown Sydney as the community came out to mark the occasion. Ceremonies were led by Darren Lawrence, who explained the history of African Nova Scotians.
I also like to recognize the enduring presence, contributions, and struggles of African Nova Scotian communities who have lived in these lands for over 400 years. Many African Nova Scotians are descendants of Black loyalists, Black refugees, Caribbean immigrants, and other people of African descent who have migrated to these lands because of generations of systematic racism and displacement. We honor the histories, voices, and resilience of both the Mi'kmaq and African Nova Scotian communities. May this acknowledgement serve as a call to action for truth, justice, and reconciliation.
The Black Loyalists were African Americans who sided with the British Empire during the American Revolutionary War. Following the war, they migrated to Nova Scotia, forming the first substantial Black Canadian communities in areas such as Birchtown, Digby, Annapolis Royal, and Shelburne. Many communities faced racial discrimination, unequal treatment, limited access to resources, and inadequate services. These struggles continued into the modern day, as seen in communities such as Africville. Following Lawrence's opening address, CBRM Councillor Gordon MacDonald took the stage to deliver the Emancipation Proclamation.
Emancipation Day. Whereas August the 1st is Emancipation Day, commemorating the anniversary date of 1834, when the British Parliament abolished slavery across its empire, freeing about 800,000 enslaved British people of African descent throughout the British colonies.
MacDonald also called attention to Marie Margaret Rose, an enslaved person brought to Louisbourg in 1736. After being freed, she married a Mi'kmaq hunter and opened a local tavern. He also called attention to Caribbean workers who settled in Whitney Pier, Glace Bay, and New Waterford in the early 1900s.
Those whose legacy continues in those communities today through the contributions of the generations of descendants who have followed them. And be it therefore resolved that CBRM Mayor Cecil P. Clark and Council proclaim August 1, 2025 as Emancipation Day in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality.
The proclamation was followed by a raising of the Pan-African flag, a singing of the Black National Anthem Lift Every Voice and Sing, and a libation ceremony. A libation ceremony is a ritual where liquid is poured on the ground or a plant as an offering to spirits and ancestors, as well as a symbol of respect in African culture. Following the libation, there was African drumming and delicious Jamaican jerk chicken and rice to end the day's celebration. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.